Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering is for Melissa. It's from Nikki. Remember, if we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you get one of the Eric in the Morning travel mugs, which are good for their drive to Elbert. I would suggest that for your small town life. This comes to us from Nikki. Hey, Eric, Melissa, Whip. I was wondering, did you see the story this week about the semi full of bagels that caught fire on I-65?
Oh!
Did see something about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember that, Violetta, as a traffic reporter?
Well, it didn't happen while I was there.
Right, yeah. You familiar with that, Melissa, over there in your home state?
No. Sometimes I'll still have people send me, like, stories about trucks that overturn with something interesting, but I didn't hear about the bagel truck.
Yeah, that's why Nikki's actually writing. What kind of truck does Melissa think would go well with a toasted bagel truck?
Please.
Maybe a cream cheese truck? I'm not certain. Thanks. Just wondering, Nikki. Well, if you're wondering what Nikki's referring to, let me take you back about 37 years. We were watching on the Edens. What are the chances that we could get an accidental overturned truck filled with ice?
And what about another accidental overturned chicken truck? Some fried chicken?
What?
What? That way you could eat, too.
What?
Buckets of chicken?
Many times, I have been sitting with the buddies in the backyard drinking beer and going, man, what I wouldn't do for a chicken truck right now. I wasn't even aware there were a bucket of chicken trucks. You hear Spelsa there, too.
I know. Mark Spelsa.
Yeah. So what had happened is there had been an overturned beer truck.
Yes.
So I just said, imagine if like an overturned truck of ice just came right there. And somehow you attached bucket of chicken to overturned beer truck.
Those things go good together, right? Chicken and
beer.
Now
my question is, do you normally consider, like when you think of bucket of chicken, is the next thing you think of beer?
Not really. To drink? Yeah. If you need something to drink.
LD, when you hear a bucket of chicken, what do you think? What would be the most logical overturned truck? Like beer truck, ice, right?
Right.
Beer truck, chicken truck? Does that make sense to you?
No. I don't think about it like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where you got the bucket of chicken truck. So what would you do with the overturned bagel? I can't wait to see what you've come up for this.
Butter? A butter truck. Bagels
Jam.
And butter.
I like bagels
cream
and butter.
Cream cheese.
Yeah.
Well, look, lady already said cream cheese, right?
So a lot of people,
butter?
I guess you do put butter on.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I mean, but cream cheese. I know you like it. You have to go back to the apartment because she yells at you.
That's a fact. I've always had butter with my bagels.
Whatever. Yeah.
But cream cheese is the official pairing of a bagel. But beyond that, butter, I think, would be the next best choice.
Maybe like an overturned Starbucks truck.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Bagel and coffee.
That's true.
I've never seen a giant Starbucks truck yet. Have you? Yet to see the bucket of chicken truck either.
And it cannot
That's
overturn.
The whole point of what
it can't overturn if it doesn't exist.
Eric, I've never seen. Oh my!
Wow!
And welcome back. They say celebrity names will have a big influence on the naming coming up in 2020.
Yeah.
If you could go through the process all over again, what name would you select for yourself, Allison? You have chosen what name?
Penelope.
Penelope.
Ooh, yeah.
Penelope.
That's a really cute name.
Yeah it is.
Staying with the P's, Kristen, you would have selected what?
Piper.
Piper.
Uh-huh. Oh, not enough Pipers out there.
Yeah, my my daughter's one of her best friends is Piper.
Oh, yeah? I always think of red hair when I think of Piper.
Hi there, Robin at number three. You like?
I like the name Gray.
Gray.
With an A or an E.
Or is in Anatomy, Gray's Anatomy, or Gray is in 50 Shades of?
Oh, definitely 50 Shades of.
Ah, so it's got a little dirty quality to it. Got it.
Name your kid after that?
Hi, Anna.
Oh,
this
hi,
is the name they want, Whip. This is the whole list.
Yeah. Got
they
it.
They can have another name.
Wish. Got
you
it.
Forgot the whole topic of the list.
No. I was still in the last segment.
Okay. Anna, your name that you want is what?
Ursula.
Phoebe's sister.
Yeah.
Ursula.
That's right. That's
and
right.
The Little Mermaid.
And finally, in at number one, it'll drive her crazy, Bob. You've always wanted to be named.
Beauregard.
Here we go. You should see the face she's making right now. Can you please take this seriously?
Mm.
Beauregard. It's a good name.
Yeah.
It's a good name. Funny name.
Yeah, it's a good name. You enjoy it, don't you?
You could grow, like, big mutton chops and drink mint juleps.
Right. Right there.
Okay.
There's reason enough alone right there to change your name to Beauregard. Think of the mutton chops you could grow. And the mint juleps until the end of time. That's a perfect reason to be named Beauregard. Give that man a prize. The average millennial is in debt $27,900. She just sent in a note, unsigned, because she doesn't want Brad to know. That she's actually $26,000 in debt, and her boyfriend Brad and her are probably moving in together soon. She thinks he's going to ask her, you know, the big question.
Mm-hmm.
Does she really need to come clean on that debt ahead of time? Because, you know, that might sway his opinion.
I think it might.
We really can't have that, can we? Or do you wait till he proposes, then throw it out? Or do you go the Violetta route and not tell him at all? Just keep that quiet and steal money from him while he's sleeping.
Yeah, he'll never figure that out.
Pay things down. Like every day he goes to his wallet, he's like, I feel $40 lighter. And it's happened every day for 6 years.
Right.
So what's going on here?
Gotta get some home security.
Right. 312-233-1019. If you can't trust a guy named Al, I don't know who you can trust. Al?
Yeah, you know what? I think she should go ahead and let him know right away. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. They can come up with a payment plan. Mm-hmm. You know, better now than, you know, waiting till after he proposes and, you know, catching him off guard. Yeah, absolutely.
She says that she thinks they're about ready to move in together. Does she need to tell him before they move in together, or can she wait until after she's got all her stuff in the closet?
She should do it before she moves in.
I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, before she moves out of her house.
What?
This isn't your letter, is it, Violetta? It's not. It's unsigned. It's not like you and Bronco. You're in Bronco's house right now. And
I just feel like it's not his business what her debt is. They're not there yet. They're just moving in together.
All right. So you say the moving in together is fine.
Yeah.
What about the proposal?
Well, then it starts becoming more, like, combined.
All right. There you go. Hey, Diane.
Yes.
How do you handle it?
Well, when I got married, my husband, unbeknownst to me, was in debt about $40,000.
Oh, wow.
He was used to his grandparents giving and helping him out, et cetera.
Right.
So I said, we need to get out of this debt. We're never going to be able to buy a house. So we proceeded, you know, I proceeded to lay down some plans to do that.
Right.
And got out of debt. We were married for 25 years, three kids.
Right.
And then he had a little money in his pocket, so now he's engaged to a 23-year-old.
And there you go.
Yep.
Where did this story take a
that thing
turn?
Took a hard left
turn.
My neck snapped on that turn.
Yeah, that was weird.
Wow.
I thought it was like, oh, a success story.
Yeah, we retired.
So you got
know,
out
something.
Of debt. You got out of debt together, and then you hit the crossroads in life, and now he's with a 23-year-old.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
So the lesson there is if he's $40,000 in debt, don't marry him in the first place.
The great American story.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Diana.
Oh, my God.
Did not see that left turn coming.
Me either.
All right, let's get to what's trending on Twitter. You ready, Melody?
I'm ready.
There we'll go. Never have that problem now.
Top three in at number three.
Okay, Selena Gomez and Niall Horan are meeting up, and it might not be to record any music. So both Selena and Niall were pictured heading to Niall's L.A. home with a bag of groceries.
You know, it's love when you're going in and making sandwiches.
Ooh. Yeah, cooking together. Mm. Yeah, everybody's thinking maybe something's going on between them, and everybody's shipping them because they've been posting a lot recently, showing support for all their new music. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see if anything comes
in. Well, you know, it'll take its time. He's got the slow hands, so
yeah,
let's go easy
right,
on
that's
that
right.
one.
That's what they want.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
It's been almost 3 years since The Killers came out with any new music. And if you've been waiting, get ready.
I would have thought longer.
Because, yeah, well, The Killers tweeted kind of like a cryptic image of a handwritten song note list. And it looks like they're going to come out with a new album that has 13 new songs on it. The lead singer for The Killers, Brandon Flowers, he came out to say that they've been working on a new album in Utah, which is where they fell in love with music for the first time.
Yeah, I just decided something. I'm kind of bored with that Shade song's coming
up. Yeah, Shade, Trampoline.
I feel like hearing Killers instead.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, we're going to do Killers next.
All right.
Just because Melody said they're trending.
I love The Killers.
I just thought of this, too, by the way.
That's a good idea?
Yeah, maybe right. Brandon Flowers. Maybe that's why Melissa called Brendan Urie Brandon, because she was thinking of Brandon Flowers from The Killers as opposed to Panic at the Disco.
I see your logic, but I'm going to go no, because I don't even think she knew Brandon Flowers at all.
It just hit me, though.
Yeah.
No?
Like yeah, that was it.
If you would have said to Melissa, hey, who's the lead singer of The Killers, she would have said, I don't know. So there goes that argument right out the window.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, trending on Twitter, number one.
Picture the two most British people that you know, which
Watch.
Could be...
I'll prove it, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Watch. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Ed Sheeran and Prince Harry. Those guys are getting together because they teased a witty collab video with the Sussex Royal Instagram, which has over 10 million followers. But basically, they shared this video, and they both have been teased for red hair, but they came together, and the whole reason is for a good cause. They're both, you know, bringing awareness towards World Mental Health Day. So if you want to see Ed and Prince Harry bro-ing out together,
bro-ing.
You totally can. Cute.
Full on bro-ing.
Yeah.
That's how the British do it. They bro out. Thank you, Melody. Anybody listening who is fully aware that in your family, you are the least favorite kid. You always hear from the most favorite kids. Never hear from the one who finishes dead last.
Yep.
No. Until now.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, Ronald, because that is the perfect example. Like, you know, there's no gray area for Ronald.
Okay.
He is dead last. There's no gray area on this
one. I can't wait to hear why.
Hold on to that one, Ronald. First, though, hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Least favorite kid?
Oh, yeah. I'm the dumb kid. Both of my brothers got invited to this, like, Young Achievers enrichment program, and I did not.
You did not. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh,
and do you believe that's what sealed your dead last finish?
I mean, come on. My parents were more proud of that.
Aha. Uh-huh. I got it. All right.
Yeah. You don't need to be enriched.
All right. There we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, least liked kid.
Hi. I'm the only girl. I have three brothers.
Okay.
So they were always involved in a lot of sports, especially football.
Right.
And so my dad would routinely say that it was his dream that one of his boys would go to Notre Dame to play football.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't have grades good enough to get in, and
right.
I was always the smart kid.
Gotcha.
So when it was my turn to apply to schools, I applied to Notre Dame,
uh-huh.
and of course got in.
Right.
And then just to tick my dad off,
uh-huh.
turned them down.
Just
oh!
because I
you
turned them down.
Wow. Wow! Take that, Dad, hey. And the fighting Irish.
Whoa! Hey.
Yeah, because I just wanted to prove that I was the only one that could actually get in.
So as a last place finisher, you made a statement.
Kind of like that.
Not only my last place,
I'm gonna
throw away all your dreams, Dad.
Watch this.
This is proof. Ronald, I'm gonna give you this one. You are last place.
Me and my brother were turning 19 years old, and my mom got my brother a gift, called him up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't give me nothing.
Wait, now let's clarify, because I got it. Ronald, your twin brother.
Yes.
You guys are twins, and your mom got for his birthday him a gift, but not you.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
That's so mean.
2 minutes apart. 2 minutes apart.
Two minutes apart.
Uh-huh. Maybe you're supposed to share it.
Uh-huh. No, she likes the other one better.
It specifically said his name.
Oh,
my God.
What the?
I don't mean to laugh, Ronald, but that's pretty clear cut. That is a tough. You should see how uncomfortable everyone is in here but me right now. I'm loving it.
Horrible.
Ronald's okay. He knows.
Sure, of course. I'm sure he is.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house. Now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. All right, Alec Baldwin's wife doesn't ever tell him when she goes into labor because he's like, oh, my God, oh, jeez, oh, God. You know, he is not helping.
Mm-hmm.
What do you never tell him about? Here we go. Ready? Yeah. Probably a good choice. Vanessa, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You never tell him about what?
When I win or lose when I go gambling at the casino.
Ah, gambling at the casino. Wins and losses. Either way, you just always tell him, I broke even.
Yeah, because if I win, he wants to, like, take half of my money, and if I lose, I get a two-hour retro.
Right, yeah.
It's better he just doesn't.
There is no winning. There's always just breaking even.
That's right.
312, hold on, 312-233-1019. Linda, you never tell him about what?
When my adult kids ask me for money or they crash one of their cars.
When you're secretly sliding money to the adult kids because he'll just freak out.
Oh, totally freak out.
Yeah, I would be the same way.
Yeah, I could see you being like that too.
I would be the same way.
Yeah.
When that day comes, I'll be the same way. No doubt about it. Hang on. Emily. Oh, geez. Hi. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi. What do you never tell him about?
So my husband is a super clean freak, and whenever I go to McDonald's to get my daughter a Happy Meal, I stuff the chicken nuggets into the air conditioning vent so that they'll cool off, and he would absolutely freak out if he ever knew that I did that.
Yeah, let's keep the stuffing the nuggets into the cooling vents a secret. Let's low-key that. Let's downplay that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you got to cool the nuggets.
Funny. Yeah.
You want them cool pretty quickly because you could just wait a couple minutes.
Man, a couple of times in college, I'm like, I have got to cool the nuggets. Yeah.
But you're starving.
Right, hold on. What do you never tell him about, Terry?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I never tell my husband when my mother's coming over.
Good idea. Let him find it out on his own. It just limits the anger.
Yeah right. It doesn't. He doesn't stew with all the idea.
All right. Hi, Julia.
Yeah.
What do you never tell him about?
I tell him nothing negative.
Nothing negative. The whole world's a positive place.
Right. I don't tell him about, like, if my kids are doing poorly in school or if something happened to the car because everything falls on my shoulders anyhow, so I just take care of it.
I actually love that.
Yeah, that right. That sounds like it's a great... he won the lottery
existence.
With you.
Where do you get that deal?
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'll take two of those. That's something. Everything is positive.
Huh?
How'd the day go? The day was great. the sump pump went up, but the great news is the new sump pump is even better.
And it's brand new.
That's right. A nice little positive spin.
Yeah. Well done. I think we have a clear-cut champion here, though, for the strangest right.
Oh, I think so.
I stuffed my nuggets.
Yeah.
I stuffed my nuggets in the car vent and don't tell him. Emily, that's probably a wise decision. Yeah, listen to that. More nuggets for that kid.
Yeah.
Cool those things down.
Today I'm going to have to get her one to celebrate.
That's right. Easy, little fella. The nuggets are coming. Mixed Morning Mindbender 817. A new study said dads-to-be should stop what 6 months before conception? Should stop what, Rick?
I would say drinking.
Exactly right.
Okay.
No
That's
drinking.
My guess also.
Stop drinking.
Yeah.
Got to make the boys better.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, make the boys better. Make the baby healthier.
Okay.
Yep.
Your boys are less drunk. Baby's healthier. Has less different issues that they might get upon birth. Boom.
Yeah.
Done. Get off the booze.
There's probably a lot of things too you should quit.
Which proves Violetta could never be a father because there's no way she quits drinking.
No. She drinks every day.
Yeah, every day. Every morning she drinks.
I know.
You've
right
heard it. You've listened
us.
To the show. You know. Well done, Rick. How's your morning going?
Morning's going real good now.
Yeah.
I think I might have a drink.
Do it.
Dads-to-be should stop drinking 6 months before conception for the baby's health. Important for the baby's
That's
health.
That's a lot of planning.
Yeah, get off the booze.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. A new survey shows that the most common airport anxiety, what do you think it is, Melissa?
The lines.
Sort of.
Missing your flight?
That's exactly right, missing your flight.
Oh.
That's the number one. Like, you know, you're sitting on the Kennedy, like, oh, my God.
Oh,
my God, I got to get there. Oh, how long is the TSA line going to be? Oh, God.
Yeah. Your parents make you leave, like, 5 hours early. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
Airport anxiety, missing flight is my probably top three panics of all time. I'm the guy, if my flight is at, like, 3 o'clock, I'm there the day before at like noon.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nice thing is they're more and more they're offering things up. So when you get there, you know,
right,
you can get a
restaurant,
massage
yeah,
or
can,
eat. Have
sometimes
a cocktail.
I go to the airport just for the massage.
Yeah. I'd
I'll buy a flight just to go there for the massage.
They're that good.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do there. The most common airport anxiety is missing your flight. 49% of travelers said that baggage collection was their most stressful moment, while 63% worry about getting stuck in traffic on the way to the airport and missing the flight. There's your Alphon Kennedy story right there. 9% of people admitted to having missed their flight. That happened to my brother, who's the most responsible guy in the world.
What did
he
do?
I called him. He's like, I overslept, missed my flight. I'm just sitting at the airport trying to get another. I'm like, who are you? You're like me. You're usually there a week early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he checks into the Hilton.
What's going on with him?
At O'Hare, like, a week early.
Really? Just to be there. Just be close.
Just to make sure.
Huh.
And then, I don't know if you knew this, but they have listed 16 random things you cannot carry onto a plane.
Oh. Mm. This is fun.
Like a game. Yeah. The number one thing that made the list, the TSA said, you're not allowed to carry a magic eight ball on a plane.
Really?
Why would you want to?
Kids
don't play with magic eight balls. Do you have a child? Are you around any children ever?
Yeah.
Everything is an iPad or electronic.
I know. They still have them, but they don't
play
with them that
much. There isn't one kid alive you've looked on a plane and go, hey, that eight-year-old's playing with a magic eight ball.
They do a little bit.
You are the oldest person ever.
What? I've seen. It's not me. I've seen all the kids play
No, you
with
haven't.
Them.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I've seen them given as gifts. Yeah, they will give them as a gift for a birthday.
I feel bad for every single kid that your kid goes to their birthday with a present. Because your kid hands over here, I got you a magic eight ball.
It has three
He's
answers.
Not going to get invited to any more birthday parties.
Oh, that's not true. So cute.
Why can't you?
Just the other day, I was on a Spirit flight, and right after I got thrown up on, I noticed that the four 9-year-olds next to me all were fighting over the magic eight ball.
Oh my god!
So why can't you?
When are you flying? 1958.
What's old is new again, Eric?
No, it's not.
Yes,
Does it say why they don't allow that on a plane?
Too much water.
In a second, I'm not done with this yet.
We've tried helping you, Melissa.
If you sat down on your Spirit flight and you looked over at your son and you held up the iPad and you went, do you want this? And then you held up the eight ball and you went, or do you want this? There's no way he's picking the magic eight ball.
Okay, that's true, but they still have, I don't know, I know 10 kids right now who have them.
Wow.
I'm not saying they play with them, but they have them. I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going to prove you wrong. Watch.
Oh, God.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
No way.
I'm
going to prove you wrong.
TSA notes for carry-on bags. The magic eight ball is the outlook not so good, Whip.
I'm looking to see if there's a magic eight ball app because I think we could marry these two things together.
There you go.
The app. Uh-huh. And there is.
Because of the liquid inside. Oh, there you go. Well,
there it is.
The liquid inside could be a little bit sketchy. If you're a terrorist, you could hide explosive liquid inside your magic eight ball.
Oh.
Also, you're not allowed to bring foam toy swords on.
Okay.
Fertilizer. That goes without saying.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Who would try to do that? What are you bringing here? I have a bag of fertilizer. It's my carry-on. I'm a professional gardener, and I don't like to check it in case it gets stolen. God. Bowling pins. Can't bring those on. Cast iron cookware.
Mm.
Fencing foils.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, too.
English Christmas crackers. Not allowed.
What's wrong with those?
Christmas crackers, a traditional English party favor, are prohibited in the carry-on checked luggage per Condé Nast traveler. They may have something to do with the tiny amount of gunpowder lining the inside. There's gunpowder in those?
Oh, my. They don't even have guns there.
Secret recipe.
Pool cues, like if you're going to a big pool tournament down there in Las Vegas.
Like the little powder?
What's that?
Oh, no. The powder, the cube. Is that what you're talking about?
The chalk?
No, the pool cue.
Oh.
The cue is the stick.
Yeah, it's the stick.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah. Gel heating pads, darts, can't bring any darts on there.
Oh, I can see, yeah.
Cooking spray, gel-type candles, flammable paints, large snow globes, also known as Melissa's other thing for the kid to play with once he gets tired with the magic
There's
eight ball.
What's wrong with a snow globe? They're so boring.
Oh, Porter, you're tired of the magic eight ball? Here, I brought a snow globe.
Here. Shake it up a little. Snow globes.
That'll last about 12 seconds of entertainment right there. Ski poles and canoe and kayak paddles.
Okay, a lot of weaponry. Things you can use as weapons.
312-233-1019. Remember that one time you went to the airport? You were going through TSA? What were you surprised they took away from you? They're like, sorry, you can't take this. They're like, it's a kayak paddle. Like, sorry. You could go swinging your kayak paddle around on the plane and we're not having it.
Yeah. Do a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah.
What? You're shaking your hand at me like it.
Oh,
because
I remembered that. I just remembered, wow, that happened to me one time. I was surprised.
You took a moment, you looked up from the Magic 8 Ball to see someone swinging a kayak paddle?
No, something that got taken away from me. That I was surprised. It was a pair of tweezers. Why tweezers?
Anything somebody. But that answer. 312-233-1019. You were shocked, you were amazed, you were surprised. Before I get to your calls, let me just explain something, okay? Let me give you some context here, all right, about what's going on. All right, listen. There are exceptions to every rule. I got like four joke slayers on the phone right now. All right, we have Magic 8 Balls. Okay, here's the larger issue. For all four of you that have them, there's 42 million that don't, that aren't calling. It's like this. If I said, Melissa, you're not allowed to carry a hand grenade on the plane. And Melissa says, well, my kid's got a hand grenade. And I go, oh, well, that's weird. Your kid has a hand grenade. That's weird. Then we go, move on. There's like four of you that were calling up. Well, my kid has a hand grenade, too.
It's really into
Army
stuff.
But there are 4 million people that are like, you're crazy. Your kid has a hand grenade.
Not this time wrong.
You see what I'm saying?
You're wrong this time.
I'm not. I'm not. I am right in the fact that your standard 10-year-old, if given the option of the iPad or the Magic 8 Ball, is going to go iPad.
Well, they're going to pick that, but
I'll take 1,000 kids, and 998 of them are going to pick the iPad over the Magic 8 Ball.
Well, they do pick it.
With the exception of Joke Slayer Amanda. Yes, Amanda, go ahead. You get it out.
Thanks, Amanda.
Go ahead, Amanda. Go ahead.
We surprised our daughters 2 weeks ago with a trip to Disney World. Uh-huh. We woke them up in the morning.
Right.
So we said, you know, pack a little bag to bring on the airplane
right.
with you.
Okay.
Didn't check it till we get to the airport.
Right.
Open it up for the security.
Right.
And there's their Magic 8 Ball.
The Magic 8 Ball. Yeah. Now, given a choice, your kids, if you said, all right, for the next half hour or for the 3 hours on this flight to Orlando, you can either play with the Magic 8 Ball or you can play with your iPad. What are they going to pick?
98% of the time, they would say iPad.
Aha.
No, I think they'll play with it more often.
All right, now I think we've solved the Magic 8-Ball discussion. Now we can move on to the actual topic at hand on what they did confiscate. Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
So we were at the airport. We was my family. There was four of us, my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And we were traveling,
right.
And my son was 16, and he had a belt buckle.
Right.
And on the belt buckle, there was an emblem, like a gun. It was a mold of a gun.
Uh-huh.
And they pulled him to the side, and they said he had to take his belt off. So they took his belt. They were going to confiscate the belt. But he told them, you know, it's the only belt I have. I'm going on vacation.
Right.
I need my belt.
My pants
so
are
they,
right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, he had these tight, skinny pants on that needed to stay up.
Did they give a specific reason that the picture of the gun on the belt buckle might inspire some type of terroristic activity?
No, they just said he couldn't go out and play with this gun. We said it's not a real gun. It's just a mold of
a
gun on a belt.
It's a belt.
Decoration.
It's a decoration.
Oh.
It's a decorative one.
Wow.
Sure. Although I could use it maybe wield it around as some type of, I don't know. What did they confiscate from you, Patrick?
I'm a bagpiper, and they take the reeds from the bagpipe.
Do they really?
Why
yes,
do they do
they
that?
Have. I don't know. They've just taken the reeds from my bagpipes before.
This happens all the time to you?
It's rarely, but sometimes we'll take out one of the bigger reeds.
Right. So you carry on your bagpipes?
Yes, I do.
Oh, look at that. I've never seen him. Well, that might be interesting, seeing a guy carrying his bagpipes on.
That'd be fun.
Sitting down next to you, got a kid with a Magic 8 Ball between you. And you're like, wow,
right.
I don't even know what's going to happen with this plane.
That'd be
who
good
knows
flight.
Where this plane could end up? All right, 312-233-1019. They took your what, Rachel?
I was traveling in Amsterdam, and they confiscated my pepper spray.
That I can see.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah. The weird thing was, they didn't confiscate it when I was entering Amsterdam. They took it when I was leaving, and then they hit me with a €350 fine.
Oh, wow. You got hit with the heavy stuff. They're like, you're leaving your pepper spray here. That's how we knock out tourists in the red light district. 312-233-1019. Al.
Yes, I was getting on a cruise ship in Miami.
Uh-huh.
And I had a pair of plastic handcuffs.
I'm not asking.
Behind my...
I'm not asking.
You don't want to ask.
I'm not
but,
asking.
But I got called off the ship down to security.
Yeah.
And they made me open my bag until they took off the handcuffs.
Yeah, that had to be a little awkward.
Yeah, what was your explanation?
We're not asking. Did you not get?
I was with a group, and the whole group just what it was all about.
Right,
so.
It was the swinger ship, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
No.
The guy is climbing or getting on a cruise ship with handcuffs, Melissa. You
crossed
really want
my mind that he might have been a magician.
That could be.
You thought he was a magician.
Well,
you're really, this whole magic eight ball is really in your head, isn't it?
A lot of magic talk.
And then finally,
I think
they confiscated your what, Kristen?
Oh, I was going to University of Kansas to visit my daughter for her birthday, and they took my Portillo's chocolate cake.
Oh.
No, they took that just because it's delicious and they wanted to eat it.
Yeah, that is totally true.
Yeah.
They took it away. They put it through the scanner. They had one of those wands and were scanning it.
Right.
I don't know.
They're like, we have to keep this, so you leave the cake and you walk away, and then you realize you forgot your shoes, and you came back, and there's chocolate frosting all over all their faces. You're like, hey, wait a minute.
I know what you're up to.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No. No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.